With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. An appeals court dismissing a massive civil fraud penalty case against President Trump in New York. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Donald Trump will not have to pay more than $515 million in penalties, even though an appeals court upheld a judge's finding that he engaged in fraud. The five-judge panel said the monetary penalty was excessive. The president, who had argued the case was politically motivated, declared victory after learning the news. However, the court upheld other punishments, including banning the president and his two eldest sons from serving in corporate leadership for a few years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Great sadness in the evangelical community. One of the great leaders has passed away. Dr. James Dobson was 89. A former top aide to New York City Mayor Eric Adams, among seven people facing new charges in an ongoing corruption matter.
Adams' former chief of staff and closest confidant, Ingrid Lewis Martin, is one of seven people facing new charges in the corruption investigation that has swirled around City Hall for 2 years. Adams himself has not been charged, but the case will thrust the corruption allegations that have dogged the Democrat back into focus while he runs for re-election. Others facing charges include Lewis Martin's son, Glenn D. Martin, former state senator Jesse Hamilton, and two of Adams' political donors, siblings Tony and Gina Argento. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Eric Menendez denied parole by a panel of California commissioners. They determined Thursday Menendez should not be freed after serving decades for murdering his parents in 1989 with his older brother, Lyle. Brothers became eligible for parole recently. Lyle will have his parole hearing later Friday. This is SRN News. Christian leaders very concerned about AI.
In fact, a lot of Americans are worried about the ways in which artificial intelligence may change society, and some believers have decided to get together and talk about it. Colorado Christian University, The Christian Post, and the company Glue AI will host a conference in October to consider how believers should deal with the new technology. The organizers say they're looking for, quote, strategies to responsibly integrate AI within a faith-informed framework. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Yosemite National Park ranger has been fired after hanging a pride flag from El Capitan. Shannon Jostin hung a 66-foot-wide transgender pride flag on the famous climbing wall that looms over California's park's main thoroughfare. That was on May 20th. A group of seven climbers, including two other park rangers, helped her to get that done. This is SRN News. Former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says Democrats are getting quite creative as they seek to redraw the congressional voting map. Here's Bob Agnew with that story.
As a former California lawmaker, Campbell is taking a keen interest in the issue.
I have looked at the districts.
He says the most creative change involves a voting district held by a Republican near the California-Oregon border.
That is very red country. That is conservative country.
The new map would stretch a slim finger from that district hundreds of miles south into San Francisco.
You take some of those Democrats from the Bay Area and run them up in there in order to dilute the Republican control of that district.
Congressman Campbell was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Trump praising his military crackdown on crime in the nation's capital. Thursday, he took a field trip and visited with a number of officers. More details at srnnews.com.